On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Joburg, a high of 26, Pretoria 28, and eMlahleni 24. Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber has withdrawn South Africa's 90-day visa exemption for Palestinian ordinary passport holders. This after a group of 153 Palestinians arrived at the O.R. Tambo International Airport last month on a chartered flight from Kenya. Schreiber says investigations revealed systematic abuse of the exemption, with travel designed not for the purposes of tourism or short stays as intended, but to relocate Palestinians from Gaza.
Investigations also indicated that the arrival of these charter flights were not intended to be once-off events, but that they may be part of a broader, ongoing effort to relocate Palestinians to other parts of the world. This includes reports that a Dubai-based broker with offices in South Africa recently requested bulk quotations for more charter flights to commence as soon as possible.
Minister of Justice and Constitutional Development Mamaloko Kubai says her department is reviewing media coverage at the Madlanga Commission following the murder of witness Marius van der Merwe in Brakpan on Friday night.
Initially, the commission had intended to do certain testimonies in camera. They changed this approach due to being threatened with litigation. We want to appeal that the commission revisit this and revisit the strategy so that there isn't any threat. We were concerned by the fact that the public and the media were able to identify Mr. van der Merwe as witness D.
Kubai says van der Merwe was offered protection, which he declined because he thought he didn't need it as he was running a security company. Meanwhile, Action SA has added its voice to calls that both Parliament's Ad Hoc Committee and the Madlanga Commission must ensure that individuals whose roles, testimony or exposure plays them at heightened risk are provided with appropriate and adequate protection. Action SA's Deraline James says the assassination of van der Merwe is marking yet another unmistakable sign of South Africa's descent into a mafia state.
While the full details are still being established, Action SA believes that the protection of whistleblowers and witnesses can no longer be a matter that government and law enforcement continue to kick down the road.
To international news, and a Venezuelan army swore in 5,600 new soldiers yesterday. President Nicolas Maduro has called for stepped-up military recruitment as the United States deployed a fleet of warships and the world's largest aircraft carrier to the Caribbean under the pretext of combating drug trafficking. American forces have carried out deadly strikes on at least 22 vessels, killing at least 83 people. Washington has accused Maduro of leading the alleged Cartel of the Suns, which it declared a terrorist organization last month. Maduro asserts the American deployment aims to overthrow him and seize the country's oil reserves. And in motorsport news, Red Bull's Max Verstappen outgunned his two title rivals from McLaren to take pole position for today's season-ending Abu Dhabi Grand Prix and strengthen his bid for a fifth successive title. Championship leader Lando Norris, who is 12 points ahead of Verstappen and will win the title if he finishes on the podium, will start alongside him with McLaren teammate Oscar Piastri in third. Grid position has been crucial at Abu Dhabi, with each of the last 12 races won by cars starting on the front row, 10 of them by the pole sitter. For more on these and other stories, head to jackrandafm.com. I'm Martina van der Walt-Eilers, and I'm back with your next bulletin at 11.